We're doing the Nativot Shalom and Parashat Vayikra, and the topic is Ikar Kapara B'Zrikat Adam. We have a rule in the Talmud that the Zrikat Adam, the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach, that's the primary part of the Korban. That is when the person gains atonement, and that is also when the Korban becomes Mutar. Meaning if there are parts that are going to be mutar to the Kohanim or to the Israeli, the primary, in many respects, the primary part of the Korban is the Zrikat Adam. So the Nativot Shalom is going to focus on this aspect, that Ikar HaKapara, the primary atonement, is B'Zrikat Adam, with the sprinkling of the blood. The Pasuk says, V'ikrivu bnei Aaron HaKohanim Tadam, Aaron's children, the Kohanim, will bring the blood forth, and then they'll throw, they'll sprinkle the blood around the altar. The primary atonement in all sacrifices is through the sprinkling of the blood. Through the sprinkling of the blood is the primary fulfillment of the verse. This is a fire offering that is of a pleasant smell before God. Sha'amar v'nasa retzono, that Rashi explains what is so pleasant before God, that He commanded us and we did as He commanded. V'yesh litbonen, madua zehu ikar hakravat hakorban. So we have to take note, why is it that that is the primary part of the bringing of the korban? U'chmochen matzinu b'tziat mitzrayim, so too we find when the Jews left Egypt, d'chtiv the pasuk says, v'haya adam lachem le'ot al abatim, the blood will be for you for a sign on the houses. How were the Jews noticed? How were they set apart? Their houses were recognizable by the blood that was on the outside of their houses. Ve'ita, and it's found she'inyan hadam, dam Pesach ve'dam milah, that this concept of the blood, be it the blood of the Pesach and the blood of the milah, that was their sole merit with which they were able to leave the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt. Od matzinu b'kabalat haTorah, we find further when it came to the accepting of the Torah, shaita al yedei hazat adam, that was also with this sprinkling of the blood, k'dichtiv, like the pasuk says, v'yikach Moshe et adam v'yizrok al ha'am, Moshe took the blood, sprinkled it on the nation, v'yomer, and Moshe said, behold the blood of the covenant that God made this pact with you over all these words. Uchmo shamu chazal, and like our sages taught, shekhnisa labrit hayta al yedei mila v'tila v'azah. Chazal teach us that the covenant with which we became God's people was like a gear. It was through the bris, the circumcision, the tvila, the immersion, and the hazah, the sprinkling of the blood. V'chol ze tzrich b'yu. So all of this needs explanation. Ma inyan ha-miyuchad shel hazat adam dafka? What's so special about sprinkling the blood specifically? Shehen yitziat mitzrayim v'hen kabbalat ha-torah hayu al yado, that the exodus from Egypt, the acceptance of the Torah, were all through this sprinkling of the blood. And the point we started with, the kapara, the atonement, is through the sprinkling of the blood. V'yesh devayom v'mashmut ha-inyan, we could explain that the concept can be understood based on the Torah's commandment, do not eat blood. How does the Torah say don't eat blood? It says, "Ki nefesh habasar badam hi, v'ani netativ lachem al hamizbeach lechaper al nafshotechem, ki adam hu v'nefesh yechaper." For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you on the altar to atone over your own nefesh, for the blood is it, and therefore the nefesh can be atoned. Uverashi, and Rashi over there explains, ki nefesh habasar shel kol briya, v'dam itluya, the life of all organisms, humans, animals, the life of God's creatures is contingent on the blood. Ulfichach nitativ lamizbech lechaper al nefesh adam, and that's why Hashem says, I've placed the blood on the altar to atone for the nefesh of man. Tavon nefesh v'techaper al nefesh. The soul comes, so to speak, that's the blood, and it atones for the soul of the human. Haynu sha'adam nechshav le'nefesh. That the blood is considered life, Mishum shekol chayut ha-nefesh hi badam vihi ikar ha-nefesh. Because the life of the nefesh is in the blood, and that is the primary nefesh. Uchidichtiv od, and as the pasuk says further, ki adam hu ha-nefesh. For the blood is the life. Kahu begashmiut, this is the way it is in the physical world, shekol chayut ha-adam mikaf aglov ad rosho hi al yedei adam. That the life of man, from the bottom of his heel to the top of his head, is through blood. Adam ole min alev lamoach, the blood travels up from the heart to the brain. Uruchol ever ve'ever shebo, into each limb, mikaf raglov ad rosho, from his heel to his head. V'im yesh mevien ha'evarim shehem pachot chiyuniyim. And even though there are some limbs that are less critical, v'yesh ha'nshamat luyabem, and there are limbs which are critical, u'biladeh min adam sugal lechiyot, and without those limbs a person couldn't live. So you have limbs that are more important and less important, but the blood is more important than all of these. It's not a specific limb, but rather it is the lifeline, the life that is encompassing of the whole body, and every part of the body. Any place that the blood does not reach, that place will shrivel up and die. So too we say spiritually, Adam hu ha-nefesh, the blood is life. Kol mitziuto ha-ruchanit shel ha-adam tluya b'damo, all of a person's spiritual existence is contingent on his blood. Yesh p'chinat dam tahor v'yesh p'chinat dam tameh, there's an aspect of pure blood and there's an aspect of defiled blood. Dam tahor hu kasher yesh lo retichat adam na'avat Hashem. Pure blood is when a person's blood boils with the love of God, ulechol davar shebekdusha, and when his blood boils, gets excited for anything that's holy. Az retichat adam ha-tahor mitayot et kol gufo. Then that bubbling of the blood, the boiling of the pure blood, purifies his whole body. Kasher ba le'alev dam tahor, when the pure blood comes to the heart, hareh hu mitahor et halev, that purifies the heart, v'chol ha-midot ha-tluyot bo, v'tshukot v'rtzonot teorim. And all the traits that are contingent on the heart, person's desires, the things a person wants, they're pure. Umeteret ha-moach, and it also purifies the mind, v'deot v'ashkafot teorot, with thoughts and outlooks that are pure. Uchmo she'eshiv ha-Rambam le'elu she'shalu be'inyan tchiyat amitim min ha-Torah. And like the Rambam responded to those that asked him, where in the Torah do we find this concept of the resurrection of the dead? Demitoch she'elatam nikar she'achlu ma'achalot asurot, the Rambam tells them, from your question, I can tell that you've eaten forbidden food. And through that, their blood has been defiled. And that's why they have all these false thoughts about the Torah. It all stems from that impure blood that's within them. And so too, pure blood within a person that also purifies his limbs, and all aspects of desire that apply to the different limbs of the body. The boiling of pure blood, that bubbling, the swelling of excitement within him, that reaches all parts of the body, and it purifies a person throughout his height, from his heel to his head. And so too goes the other way around. When a person's bubbling is defiled, may the merciful one save us, that his blood bubbles within him for things that are forbidden. That's where his excitement is focused. That defiles his whole body. The mind, the heart, and the limbs. The defiled blood circulates throughout him, throughout the person. And just like a person's physical existence is contingent on the blood, so too his spiritual existence is contingent on the blood. Is it pure or is it defiled? And this concept that the blood is the life, that's also an aspect, that's also true when it comes to our spiritual life.